Welcome to a very special edition of SoundCloud Sunday here on Laurel Canyon Radio, where we play the best unsigned, should-be-signed, and indie artists from around the globe. But this week we are going local with an in-studio guest from the band Daisy House. It is Doug Hammond, and welcome to our show.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for asking me.
Daisy House's new album, Bon Voyage, comes out this very day, April 1st. I never heard of an album coming out on a Sunday, but I guess you can release it when anytime you want.
That's right. Usually we put them out on my daughter's birthday, you know, like the beginning of the year. But I just had a few last minute songs to add to it. And I can't go like this. Okay.
Well, you can, but
all right.
Don't.
All right.
Well, anyway. Great. So Doug is half of the band. Tatiana is his daughter. She is the other half of the band, and she is currently at an undisclosed East Coast university, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, no, she's graduated, actually. She's living in the south of England now.
Wow. Very impressive.
Yeah, she's teaching math there now.
She just
started. She finished her first year, is on her second year, getting the kinks out of it. But she's getting the hang of it now.
So let me try to understand. What does this mean for the future of the band when she's over there and you're over here?
Well, it hasn't really changed things much. I mean, the whole time we've been together, you know, over the last 6 years now. 6 years. It's been an episodic project because she's been in college. You know, she'd come back at Christmas breaks and summer breaks, and that's when we do things. You know, I'd write songs in her absence, and we record them when she shows up, do a couple of quickie, cheap videos, and then off she goes again. And so it's pretty much continued that way. And the only thing that's going to change that dynamic is frankly, money being involved where we can do this full time. And that's what we're looking to get with this one.
So the name of the new album is Bon Voyage. This is your fourth album. Should we put any stock into the meaning of Bon Voyage?
Well, actually, it's the fifth album, by the way.
And okay,
it's,
sorry.
Well, Bon Voyage has, you know, two meanings. You know, it's either, you know, it could be the end of something, or it could be like, you know, farewell on the beginning of your journey. And like I say, that's what we're looking at it that way. But who knows? I mean, it's a crazy business, crazy
right,
world.
Exactly. So. Well, one of the lead tracks from that, the first single, I believe, is Let's Do It Again.
Yeah.
And let's play it now. Let's Do It Again from Daisy House on SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.
Judgment Day.
That is Let's Do It Again from the album
Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage from Daisy House, coming out this very day. And we're happy to have Doug Hammond here in the studio from Daisy House on SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. And boy, Doug, that song sounds like the song the Pretenders haven't written in 20 years.
Yeah, that was the idea. I missed that stuff personally. They're not making any more of it. So, you know, I figured why not me and the kid?
Right. So tell me, how does the creativity work between the two of you? Because she's not here and you're far away. And the music is very reminiscent of music from another era that she might not even have been around for.
That's true. I mean, part of the idea behind Daisy House is just picking up where music made a left turn, and in my opinion. You know, I miss songs. I love songs and pop songs and song structure. And it's something I don't hear a lot of when I listen to pop radio. I hear a lot of repetition. I hear the power of technology wedded to, fairly repetitious stuff, you know. Mm. And I raised the kid on my record collection, and I write the songs. Her voice has turned into an amazingly expressive instrument.
Absolutely.
And together we make it work that way.
That's fantastic. So you've done a lot of different genre hopping over the albums that you've done. We've been playing a bunch of those songs on Laurel Canyon Radio from various different genres. What would you say is the Daisy House genre? What's your sound?
It's the sound of the 60s, in a nutshell. It remains my favorite decade. I think it hasn't been topped yet in terms of innovation and expressiveness. And so I just mine it. It's like, you know, people ran off from a gold field with all this gold left in the field, and I'm just out there picking up nuggets with a kid.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the track Over the Hill, which you wrote around the time of Tom Petty's death. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, it was written right after.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that, and then we'll play it for our audience.
Well, it's one of the ways you know you're getting old, isn't it? When the people who entertained you as a kid start dying.
Oh, yeah.
And that one hit me pretty good. Nobody was expecting it. He was still fairly young. He was like 66.
Yeah, he was touring still.
Yeah, so, I ended up watching a bunch of videos like everybody did. People were, sharing, memories and stories and his work, on Facebook and stuff. And it was, that song was inspired by his passing.
From the new album from Daisy House, Bon Voyage, this is the song Over the Hill on Laurel Canyon Radio, SoundCloud Sunday.
Dropped it. were there when the kids were all right, taking our chances on a Saturday night. Day by day, everybody's hair is turning gray. But if I
That is Daisy House on SoundCloud Sunday with the track Open Your Eyes from the brand new album Bon Voyage out today. And you can purchase that album, Mr. Doug Hammond, where?
Right now on Bandcamp.
Beautiful.
You can probably get it on iTunes a few days afterwards.
All right, but, excellent.
Bandcamp's the place to go.
Some really great pop tracks on there. Tell me a little bit more about that one, because that is pop personified from the 1960s.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like I said, we're all about the 60s, and in particular the 60s vocal groups, you know, from the Byrds, the Beach Boys, Mamas and Papas, the Association, that kind of stuff. And I wanted to do something in that vein. I actually heard that when I was shopping at Sprouts, and I just imagined it coming over the loudspeakers while I was walking along. You know, they play music in the store, and I thought I just heard it coming out.
Great.
And ran home and wrote that.
So Tatiana's coming back to Southern California this summer.
Mm-hmm.
You happy to see her?
Every
you miss
time.
Her?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So you get along good, I imagine. I mean, father daughter. Usually they want to get as far away as possible. But you guys are musically connected.
Yeah, which isn't to say there hasn't been blood on the tracks, especially in the beginning when she was learning how to sing. Really, I mean, because she came into this with a friend of mine and myself, never having sung for recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And she's turned into a vocal monster. In fact, the next song that we do, I think, will demonstrate that, if there's any doubt at this point.
Right. So now it's just the two of you together as Daisy House, correct?
It's always – well, it's – except for, the first 6 months of the band's existence, it's always been just the two of us.
Right. But the albums are very studio proficient, and obviously there's a lot of instruments on the album. So how will that work when you play live?
Hire people.
You hire people. Okay, so it's not like you're going to do a pared down version of any of this.
It depends. I can't say with any definitiveness at this point, but we could start off just a duo going out like Joan Baez and Bob Dylan or something, but we'll see what happens. It would work either way. It has worked either way.
Right. So you do plan on doing some shows when she comes back this summer? Is that the plan here in Southern California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try and shove in a couple when she comes, just to keep our hand in, because people ask us. We've had some pretty unusual requests we've had to turn down, because of funding. But we do a couple when she comes back.
Great. Well, in terms of funding, you can fund Daisy House by buying their album on Bandcamp. The new one is Bon Voyage. The other ones are still available there. Western...
There's this is going to be the fifth one. So there's Western Man, there's Crossroads, the eponymous first album, and Bows and Arrows.
B-E-A-U-S.
Yeah, bows.
So we're going to listen to another track right now from the new album. It's called All Together.
Actually, is it possible to play Till the End of the World?
Is it possible to play Till the End of the World? It certainly is. And that one because...
That's the one I mentioned my daughter kicking butt on.
Okay, well, let's hear some butt kicking. It's Daisy House on SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.
Yeah, gentle butt kicking.
Well, I can't just say that time has done what they all said it would do. And I cannot say my fear has gone. I don't want to know the sun will shine, and I will not be forgiven, for I don't deserve to have what's mine. Isn't life just for the living? Shiver. There's a like a burning tree on the edge of heaven's river. No, I cannot say you've gone this way when my dreams are full of memory.
Till the End of the World from Daisy House on SoundCloud Sunday. You're listening to Laurel Canyon Radio. My name is Dave Postal, music director here at Laurel Canyon Radio. In studio, we have Doug Hammond from Daisy House, and that was a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Tatiana really knows how to wrap her vocals around that. How she seems to have so many different personalities on the songs. Tell me about this one in particular and just in general, how she manages to just inhabits so many different vocal styles.
It's just that she applies herself to whatever song I throw at her, and I have very eclectic taste myself. You know, I get bored with a single genre, even. You know,
and now, do you write for her in mind, or do you write for who you're taking the impetus from?
I write for her, yeah. It's a huge blessing. You know, she's my muse, like, for sure, because of her vocal ability now. And it started off pretty rough, you know, when she first started singing, you know, on the first two albums. You know, it would take a lot longer to get the tracks done. But now she's just like a monster.
Mm-hmm. So tell me what the future is for Daisy House. She's far away. You're here. You're going to keep recording, I imagine.
Yep. We're sort of in a Blanche DuBois position. You know, we're waiting to rely on the kindness of strangers. You know, we need a fairy godmother with a wallet to help fund us and sick us on the rest of the world.
Well, we've been listening to the brand new album Bon Voyage from Daisy House, and let's listen to the song Something Real. Do you have anything to say? Give us a little bit of a preview of what that song's all about, or should we just run right into it?
It's somewhat topical, maybe slightly controversial, but it's mostly just fun. You can just go right into
it. Let's just play it now. It's Something Real from Daisy House on Laurel Canyon Radio's SoundCloud Sunday. Thank you.
We're going to play the title of that book.
Something Real from Daisy House from the brand new album Bon Voyage here on SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. I'm here with Doug Hammond today, and we've been listening to this Bon Voyage album, and it is quite good, if I do say so myself. We're going to play the title track now for you. It's called Bon Voyage, Daisy House.
Your photographic mind and find the key. Read the signs until you find your own family.
We are in the studio with Doug Hammond from Daisy House, listening to the brand new album Bon Voyage, available today. And thanks, Doug, for coming. Just some really great music on this album. And what I like about it is that it's real instruments and real music, and it's pop. But at the same time, it's not pop, manufactured pop like we're hearing on the radio mostly these days.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's the idea, to make it more handmade. You know, music, is, like I said, has gotten to the point where it's so perfected and engorged, you know, that there's, I don't know if there's much room in there for human beings. We still screw up.
So I first heard about Daisy House from the song Like a Superman, and that was the first song we ever played on Laurel Canyon Radio of yours. And I see that it shows up as an extra on the brand new album. Tell me why it had to be revisited.
It was just a bit too slow. You know, it's like sometimes you record a song like the Beatles did with Revolution. Like the first, you know, version was super slow and dirgy, and they said, let's speed it up. And so I just sped it up to a, you know, more, you know, acceptable tempo.
Well, the Bangles sound was quite evident there, and I appreciated it. And you've jangled it up just a little bit.
Well, people say the Bangles a lot, but I wasn't really a huge fan. I think I like the Go-Go's more, if anything, but it's more Mamas and Papas if you think 60s again.
Here is the new version of Like a Superman, sped up for 2018 on SoundCloud Sunday.
Like a song from long ago, like a love letter, like a swan the summer goes. Superman. Life's a song that can't go wrong. Do you remember when? You'd go wherever you want to go, my friend. Superman. The life you know is on the go, like no other. Summer ghost, like a Superman. Life's a song that don't last long. There's no time to pretend. So go wherever you want to go, my friend. Superman.
As simple as can be, you provide the doorway.
That track is Persephone from the Daisy House album Bon Voyage. It's their brand new album out today. You're listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio. My in-studio guest is Doug Hammond from Daisy House. And thank you for turning us on to this album. It is yet another great leap forward for you.
Yo. No, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having us again.
Well, it's been great, and we hope to have you back in the summer when Tatiana's in town. Perhaps we can get you, coax you to perform right here in this studio or a studio just like it somewhere nearby.
Oh, let's do.
We've got one more track we're going to play, and it's my favorite song, and I think I'm going to put this into rotation on Laurel Canyon Radio real quickly. Again, thanks, Doug, for coming. This track is It's All Together. The band is Daisy House. And the album is Bon Voyage. You've been listening to SoundCloud Sunday on Laurel Canyon Radio.
The one and the many, the reason, the
Every year, tens of thousands of young people experience homelessness. If you or someone you know needs help, 1-800-RUNAWAY can provide support and connect you to the right resources. Together, we can end youth homelessness.
Welcome back to SoundCloud Sunday. My name is Dave Postal. I want to thank Doug Hammond, our guest from Daisy House. Their new album, Bon Voyage, out today, self-released. And go to our website at laurelcanyonradio.com. There's a link to their Bandcamp page, and you can buy that wonderful album. We've got more music for you on SoundCloud Sunday. Here's Billy Strings and the track Turmoil and Tinfoil on SoundCloud Sunday.
the way it used to be. But I have the strength and I will learn how to find broken wings. Though you never said you're sorry, I forgive you even then. But I feel inconsequential in the current state I'm in.
And drinks don't mix too well. Jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a girl who's fading fast. I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's alright. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here
and here I am again with sadness. You're listening to SoundCloud Sunday, where we play the best unsigned and indie artists all for you on LaurelCanyonRadio.com.
I know that you came from far. I know that you drove your car. I know that you get into a certain kind of mood when you're stuck on 85. I know you want to talk. I know I can't make it stop. And that everything that takes place in this tiny living space is worth exactly what it costs. You thought you were alone. The only one. I thought there was a word I'd find and say, take it all away. But I was on my way to wearing out my stay. Everything that came out of this hole I call my mouth was ammunition for your doubt. You thought you were alone again. You thought you were the only.
Great new band from Atlanta. Sounds a lot like Jackson Browne. That's Pony League on SoundCloud Sunday from their brand new album, A Picture of Your Family, that is available on Bandcamp. Before that, we heard from Jamie Wyatt in the track Misery and Gin from the album Felony Blues. Jamie will be in Los Angeles at the Echoplex in Echo Park on April 8th with Wanda Jackson. So if you're in town, check that out. And that track, Misery and Gin. And at the top of the set, we heard from Billy String's title track of the album, Turmoil in Tinfoil. And that is on Apostle Records. Check that out. You can go to our website, find anything, find even this show. Click on the SoundCloud Sunday button, and it'll take you right to past shows, how to buy some of the great music that you're hearing today, and all that other kind of stuff. That'll do it for us today. We got one more track. The band is Mipso. And their new album, Edges Run, is out this Friday, April 6th on Anti-Fragile Records. This is the lead single. It's People Change. It's Mipso on SoundCloud Sunday.
Call me on your telephone, wondering if I'm all alone. Remember how we knew each other in 10 years? Everyone's moved down the line and we've all ended up fine. But I no longer know your number. I used to love you like the world would end. I used to love you like a child. The thing about people is they change when they walk away. They used to talk real slow about the things no one knows. I hate when people bring flowers trapped in glass, their final hour and life rolls. It's all so fast until it slows. We cry that night in Carborough, realize we were letting go. I used to love you like the world would end. I used to love you like a child. Thing about people's they change when they walk away.
Tune into Bluegrass Hour every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time on LaurelCanyonRadio.com.
The new Laurel Canyon Radio app is here for both Android in the Google Play Store and also at the iTunes Store. Type in Laurel Canyon Radio and click on the psychedelic minibus, or go to LaurelCanyonRadio.com and it'll take you right to our free app download. What could be better than listening to Laurel Canyon Radio in any canyon you choose?